The results of an October survey carried out by the STEM polling agency indicate people's growing pessimism regarding the future. Half of those polled said the country was not going in the right direction and worried about what the coming year would bring. I asked the agency's director, Jan Hartl, what was behind the growing public dissatisfaction with the present state of affairs.
Well, this situation, which is in a way unprecedented, it's a result of a very long, slow trend of growing dissatisfaction and disenchantment among people. That's reflecting, I think, two things. One is the dissatisfaction with the government which we have now. There was a lot of hope for change 1 year ago during the elections. People were thinking that parties which entered the parliament would bring about a substantial change, and that was not the case. And the second is that the prospect of economy does not look well. Europe is in problems, and people feel threat and the possibility of deterioration of the material conditions in general.
When we say going in the right direction, the wrong direction, that is quite a strong statement. Does it this imply the country's political, economic development? Are we talking about morals and ethics as well? You know, would people tend to vote for left-wing parties now?
Well, there's not much change concerning the preferences of parties. The country is still split half and half, and it remains constant. So there's no major shift in this respect, I mean, in value orientations of people. Concerning the nature of disappointment, situation 2-3 years ago was a situation of a relative material satisfaction of people and growing awareness that things are going wrong more or less morally. People simply realize that the standard of living and material conditions does not equal happy life, that there are many other important things, which is the relation among people, general level of morality, corruption, which destroys the norm and order in society. And that was more or less a positive development which we could observe 2 years ago. This time it mixed with a high level of insecurity, especially older people and even older middle generation over 50 feels endangered on the labor market. So this is the moral disenchantment together with expectation of deteriorating economy.
Do we know how this has affected the young generation?
Yes, we know that the young generation is more positive. The life is ahead for them, and they feel that they can overcome those difficulties in an easier way than the elderly. But still, we cannot see much activity on the part of young people. They are more or less observers of the political development, and seems that they don't care much. There were signs that young people got a bit more active during last elections, but it cannot be seen as a general trend that young people would like to improve the situation. On the contrary.
Do you see any tendencies towards radicalization as a result of this general dissatisfaction?
Fortunately, we do not observe any tendency towards growing extremism, towards radicalization of people. Czech public opinion is still calm, conservative, relatively patient, not too radical. But taken generally, that situation makes it vulnerable to possible future populist policies and even growing authoritarianism, but it's not present in the data yet. So in this respect, we are relatively happy, and this seems to be a stable, constant situation.
Jan Hartl, head of the STEM polling agency, commenting on some rather unsettling survey results.